Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week interviewing and looking into things that affect your farm, the food supply. We have a website, by the way. The Steffen folks have foodfarmfamily.com, in which we present to you in a different way than the American Family Farmer does, but some of the same information, because this is about information. But mostly what I try to do in this program is to support the family farms and give you ideas on, with the interviews that we have, people that do things successfully, maybe there's an idea there for you. So hopefully we'll discuss some of those things during this hour of the program. In terms of the news, the soon to expire farm bill at risk from a civil war that's broken out over ending the EATS program, the EATS Act, which is ending agricultural trade suppression. Congress is on recess. They'll tell you it's well-reserved, but well-deserved. So because of that, probably going to kick back the farm bill another month. But there is a big debate. The EATS folks, and this may blow up the farm bill. And I'm looking at the draft form of this. The current bill expires at the end of September. Some of the congressional delegations from the farm states say the bill will not be passed at the end of September. It may not even be passed by the end of October. This is a $1.5 trillion bill that obviously has to be signed by the president after it goes through the bicameral process. The bill supports farmers to a point, but certainly there's so much nutritional assistance for low-income people, and that's why the EATS Act is a part of the heated dispute or discussion here. There is, on both sides of the aisle, members of Congress sending a letter to the Ag Committee Chairman, Mr. Thompson of Pennsylvania, and David Scott, who's the ranking member, a Democrat from Georgia, opposing the inclusion of the EATS Act in the Farm Bill. The letter was organized by a couple of Republican representatives and a couple of Democratic. So this is an equal opportunity thing. And here's what it is. I'm reading a part of the letter. Quote, "We write today expressing our strong opposition to including the House bill, the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, or any similar legislation to the Farm Bill. This was modeled after former Representative Steve King's amendment, which was intensely controversial, excluded from the bill when it was passed the last two times, because the EATS Act could harm our small farming community. It could threaten a number of state laws. It infringes on the fundamental rights of states to establish regulations," all of this stuff. And so here it is, and most of this stuff is coming from states like California. Producers can choose not to supply, the food from animals. This is all about how animals are treated, especially pork, but chickens are in on this and calves and that sort of stuff. Animal activists are opposed to the EATS Act because they don't want to lose the ground, and that's what this would do, so they say. At any rate, there's a lot of stuff going on here with this bill, a lot of politics, and a lot of things, frankly, in the bill that I don't think should be in there. including all of this. So I think there should be a separate thing. The farm stuff should be for the farm. The farm bill should be for farmers and farm entities. Never mind the SNAP program. Never mind nutritional requirements. Never mind any of the rest of this stuff. Do that in a separate bill as nothing to do with what's going on the farm. You can say, oh, well, that's not true. Well, it fundamentally is true. So anyway, there's that. And then there's this whole business, the right to repair is finding itself a big problem, frankly. The right to repair, allowing farmers to fix their own equipment, is still being mitigated across the country. Some states have passed these repair bills so that people, farmers and others, can take care of their own equipment. At what point in America did you think you'd ever be required not to repair things that belong to you? This is what sends me over the edge, frankly. Latest state to get in on the act is Michigan. Farmers are the front line of delivering us quality fresh products. And how can, this is a group of 31 organizations, farmer groups and that sort of thing, sending a press statement, basically a letter to state lawmakers. And it says in part, right now farmers and ranchers might have to travel 100 miles to get a tractor repaired at an authorized repair center. This is unfair. It is unfair. It's not even unfair and unreasonable. It's outrageous. And the fact that John Deere led this, as if you're still buying John Deere stuff, I know those of you who love John Deere and the John Deere advertising. I was thrown off of a station that had big John Deere advertising commitment because of my colloquial attacks, if you will, on John Deere. They're not the only ones, but they're the worst ones. Anyway, the right to repair is something that is getting traction, but it's still a problem because these people don't want to give you the tools. They don't want to give you the parts. They don't want to give you the manuals and all the items that are necessary for the farmer and the independent shops to do their own repairs. So we do have some states that have done this already. I was talking to a fourth-generation family farmer who said, quote, I've seen up close how wealthy corporations raise prices on products, and this goes for not only the equipment, but the food, the seeds, and that sort of stuff, because we have all these monopolies. You got two or three companies that control most of the seeds. You got three or four companies that control most of the way, the 95% of what's sold on the open market at the Chicago Mercantile, controlled by these four or five groups. Four or five companies control most of the grocery stores. It's on and on and on and on and on. So anyway, you've got a great opportunity here to help independent farmers. The rural farming community has to have this everywhere. I belong to the American Farm Bureau. I belong to the National Farmers Union. The National Farmers Union has no bones about who they're supporting, and that's the family farmer. The right to repair is a common sense policy that directly benefits the folks who grow our food. That's it, period, end of story. Why should there be anything else that people pay attention to when it comes to this bill? Those damn equipment manufacturers, we need to have the tools, the parts, the manuals, and be able to fix this stuff ourselves, or have somebody locally be able to fix things. So I'm strongly, as you can tell by my rhetoric, strongly in favor of that. Okay, we'll pause for a few moments here. Don't forget the opportunity to go to Las Vegas. Take a couple of days off, go to Las Vegas, have some fun, see some shows, have some good meals, have some fun. 855-999-3684 is the number. Call it now. Call it anytime. Be one of the first 10 callers, as I mentioned it, to get on board. You get those two nights free. Maybe you'll stay longer, and they'll make a deal with you to do that at a great, greatly reduced price. 855-999-3684 for fun in Las Vegas.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Next up here on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen, in terms of our news, I'm looking at there's an economic research paper that the Department of Ag did, and I found some interesting stats here that I thought you'd be interested in. There's still 94% of U.S. farms are family-owned, but they only account for 84% of farm production, which is, again, see the difference. The gap here is with these big, huge farms that maybe they're only 4% of the farms are owned by big corporations, but they produce 14-15% of the food. And so you look at the data over the last few years, that number has changed. I don't know if it's dramatic. You go back to the 2020 Ag Resource Management Survey, and it looks, we've got 2 million or so U.S. farms that are family-owned, specifically what they do, what they produce, the produce that they produce. Their profit has gone down in the last 2-3 years. COVID is a factor for sure, and I find that interesting because more people have discovered the farm since COVID. Getting, and that's been an enhancement. A lot of the family farmers, at least that I know, have seen their business go up. This year is the first year that I've seen it to sort of retreat a little bit. The weather's been bad. So much stuff isn't growing. You know, that could have an impact on it. But then there are the retirement farms. And what's going on there in this survey? Small farms, the operators are retiring. And the farm, let's see here. Last year, wow, 219,000 farms, 10% of U.S. farms, were sold. Wow, I didn't realize the number was that starchy. And now, here's another thing in terms of stats. You probably know this better than I do. Many of you who work on the farm have off-farm jobs. Small farms, principal operators report primary occupation is the farm, but they have other. There are 779,000 farm owners, representing about 38% of U.S. farms, that have to have other jobs beside the farm in order to make ends meet. Do you realize how sick that is? Getting down to brass tacks. 34% of U.S. farms say they have their sales have been moderated. And they don't have enough money to pay their bills, so they have to get a job off-farm. I think that's pretty damned outrageous. I think I'll talk about that in my opinion. We'll have, later on in the hour, as I usually do, we'll have me focusing on my opinion
about something that affects the family farmers. So, we continue on. Hold on. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to review for you, with you, and in a sense about you if you're in rural America and you've been listening to all of the discussions about the importance of AM radio. What does it mean to farming? What does it mean to agriculture? What does it mean to rural America? You know, there are a lot of egotists and West Coasters and East Coasters, and I say that with a smile on my face because I'm one of those, an East Coaster and a West Coaster. But I'm a child of the 50s, and so I grew up on AM radio. And hello, I've been on the radio, mostly AM stations, doing my various programs for the past 35, 40 years. And I think I cut my teeth in the 60s and 70s, certainly. It was AM radio, and that was it. So when somebody says we're going to take AM radio away from you, I get kind of starchy. And I found somebody, there are lots of people that will have that same conversation with us, but we invited Joe Gill, who is the farm director at KASM Radio. And Joe, you sound like a Minnesotan. So is that?
Yeah. that is true. You read the accent, yep.
Yeah, right. Where in Minnesota are you?
I'm in Albany, Minnesota, so we're about an hour and a half west of the Twin Cities metro area. So I refer to us as in the belly button of the state, but then people try to put themselves in other body parts of the state, and that just kind of goes down the wrong road. So.
Well, isn't it interesting that as we do this, I haven't been in Minnesota for years. My sister lives here, and so as I talk to you, I am in Burnsville, which is, what, maybe an hour and a half or so from you, I think? And if the way the crow flies, sounds like it.
Yep.
Might be.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the business, let's get to the heart of the matter here with AM radio. Your station, first, let's tell the audience about KASM. What's your mainstay? A lot of farm reports. Farm is very, in this belt that we're in, farm news is extraordinarily important, right?
It really is. And KASM Radio, that's where we started over 70 years ago. And And really, when you look at our everyday template, it hasn't changed too much over 70 years when it comes to, you know, 30-plus ag reports every day. It's local news. It's local weather. And that's where we hang our hat, is being local and covering high school sports and giving you market updates from area auction barns. And, you know, I've been here about 24 years myself, and I grew up 2 miles down the road. My brother still milks cows on the family dairy farm.
Good for him.
It is hometown radio, local radio, and it really does serve a big purpose. So
in terms of ownership, is it owned by a local family, a local group? And is that one of the reasons that your roots are as strong as they are?
Yeah, it's owned by a local family. The father of the family owned us for many years, and now actually the next generation, his son, has now taken over and has owned our radio station here for the last 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And so you said 30 ag reports a day. And that's something that has to be, it's a lot of work, but getting people tuned in so that they know when to listen, that's another thing, sort of training. But if they grew up, people in the area probably grew up on the station, so they know what to expect, right?
Oh, you know exactly. You don't need a clock anymore. You can just listen to the radio, and you know that livestock report's at 7:55. You're going to hear the weather at 7:10. So you can pretty much be on the mark with your time when you hear something on the radio. So,
all right, we're having a conversation with Joe Gill, the farm director at Kasem. I like that. You call it Kasem, right? K-A-S-M. Kasem.
Chasm. Kind of rhymes with spasm, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll remember that. And we continue on the American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Idalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. In Perry, Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem.
They did get a lot of water down there. They have not received any call regarding a fatality as a result of that storm surge?
It made landfall early Wednesday morning as the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Idalia is now downgraded to a tropical storm, moving over Georgia and the Carolinas tonight. The stars of Late Night are joining forces for a podcast focused on the ongoing Hollywood writers' strike. Spotify announced Tuesday that Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver strike Force 5. Spotify says the podcast will share once private chats between the late night hosts who started meeting in May after the Writers Guild of America went on strike. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Back now on the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Gill, who's the farm director at CASM Radio, K-A-S-M, Minnesota stalwart, the agricultural heartbeat of America. This is certainly one place where the ag reports are very necessary. Our focus is on the radio station and what goes on there as part of our discussion in the overall, the bigger landscape of discussing farm reports on AM radio. The connection that AM radio has to rural America, where the farming community would be without it. So people will ask, why can't this stuff be on FM radios, Joe? And what do you say when people say, well, what's the difference between an AM radio station and an FM radio station?
You know, it can be on an FM station. There's a lot of egg programming on FM, but AM, it provides, it can reach a certain level of listenership that FM radio can't. I mean, our radio station at full blast, we're at about 2,100 watts, and that doesn't seem like a lot compared to others, but we can still reach three different states. So that says something, that reach. And we still live in a world that doesn't have full broadband, especially in rural America. AM radio, you can still depend on.
You know, there's an arrogance. I was kind of joking about the East Coast and the West Coast before, but there's an arrogance that goes with the attitude. And I think that I felt, you may or may not be familiar with a program that I do Monday through Friday, the Good Day Show. This has been a major topic of conversation for a number of different reasons. I think some of the conservative broadcasters had it right when they took a jab at the companies that wanted to get rid of it, and the reason for it, because there is a tremendous following of that point of view on AM radio. Let's face it. Much of the talk radio in our country today is built around the right of center discussions of a lot of people, whether they're local or national. And so if you pull the AM radios out of cars, you're going to pull that point of view out of cars in large part. That's not really why we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the service that you offer. And to have people understand, you just hit a point that I think needs a little further clarification. If people may not know the difference between an AM and an FM signal, the AM signal travels along the ground to the point where it's the ability for it to get further, especially if it's a clear, although I remember as a kid listening to WGN in Chicago when I was in Massachusetts, and it was a cloudy night. So I've forgotten, I should probably know this, whether the signal travels better on a cloudy night or a clear night.
It all depends, I think, upon the station, because in the mornings when I come in during the 4 o'clock hour, I'll listen to a station on a central Iowa. I get it clear as a bell, but it's interesting to know what's going on there as far as farming as well and news and weather. So, yeah, AM radio really does pack a punch still.
Yep. Well, I think that there are places in the country that don't have FM stations, and that's really where the arrogance comes in, it seems to me. I don't want to necessarily talk about it from that point of view, but I do think that as far as the events are concerned and things that people need to know, you know, we have this example in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago where most people who got any information at all got it from a little transistor radio that was turned to an AM station in on that island. So, you know, there's that. But this is day-to-day stuff that you have. You, as probably a member of the community, are involved in lots of stuff. I'm going to bet that you have a clear place. Everybody in town knows who you are, right?
Yeah, sometimes the kids don't enjoy that. You can't get anywhere too quick sometimes. So.
Nothing wrong with that. So as the farm broadcasters, I know that there's an organization called the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I belong to it for a little while. You belong to it. I would think they'd be all over this. What sort of efforts are you putting forth to make sure the people in Washington are listening to this point of view?
Yeah, we've been all over this. I know last year back in May, we were in D.C. for a fly-in, had a chance to meet with some of our legislative leaders during a three-day program we called Washington Watch, and this was an issue we brought up. A lot of legislators, surprisingly, it was new to them. They had no idea that that this was going on, and that therefore it did spark the AM radio or AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, which is making its way through the legislature and has leadership in the Senate and the House. And I think it's garnered some very good support. And, you know, it's concerning on many levels because from a vehicle manufacturer perspective, if you take AM radio out, you're also taking free AM radio out.
Mm-hmm.
AM radio will be available, but you can bet your bottom dollar you're going to be paying a monthly subscription fee as well. So, and also the precedent that it may, you know, set. If AM radio is FM radio next, is this next? And that's a huge concern as well.
So let me ask you something that will be a little dicey, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Let's say Ford or General Motors or any of the companies that want to take AM radio out, or advertisers on your radio station, and they hear you criticizing them for the idea of even thinking about taking AM radio out of their cars. And in fact, they've made the decision. Now they're sort of changing it or choking on the decision. But if somebody, the local Ford dealer, and I ask you this lovingly, because I do this all the time. I'm not a fan of John Deere products because of the right to repair. So when I get off on a tangent about that, I hear from stations, hey, there are advertisers here. So if the guy from the Ford dealership comes to you and says, hey, take it easy on us, what do you say? Maybe you don't say anything. Maybe the boss says something.
No, it's a great point. It's something you take in consideration. But I think what we have found out is, many of our local dealers have the same mindset as we have.
Yeah.
And I think they are in step with what we feel is important, and AM radio is important. And that's why they advertise on a radio station or an AM radio station in our local area. So I think we're lucky, especially locally, just having those conversations. I don't think there's a lot of friction. I think we agree on many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. It's good. We can't, you know, you can disagree without being disagreeable. I think that's an old adage that has value in the Minnesota farmland. We're talking to Joe Gill from KASM Radio, KASM, one of the stalwarts for farmers, agricultural pursuits here in Minnesota. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a way for you to lose some weight and to keep it off. And right now, the Labor Day sale is here. This is a perfect time for you to stock up on Calitrin. You order, all you have to do is go to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. So if you go to toploss.com and you look around and you see the story, the success stories of all the people who have lost lots of weight and how they swear by Calitrin, they love the fact that it's all natural. The stories, the website is replete with success stories. So why not help yourself to health, right? They are there to help you out. There are consultants that will work with you and talk to you. They look forward to helping you on your journey of losing weight. And they have payment plans, too. For those of you who want to buy a whole lot of product, there's no interest payment plans for you. Calitrin is the product, and the website is toploss.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping and for entree into the Labor Day sale. Get it now at toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
here on the American Family Farmer with Joe Gill. Happy to have your... I love talking to people who are in the radio business. We all have such great stories to tell, great experiences, and there's nothing like local radio. I've been doing... most of my career I've done local radio along with the syndicated programming, and there's need for both. But when we're talking about interconnectedness, when we're talking about having the information that's necessary for a specific group like farmers and like rural America, there's nothing like hearing it from the horse's mouth, and that's why Joe is here. So you said you've talked to all the local people. Anybody say no, Joe, or you're crazy, Joe, or get lost, Joe?
I've heard the closest, I guess, to coming to that statement is I've had folks say, Joe, it's really not that big of a deal.
they have fighting words,
really,
right?
Yeah. They said, really, I mean, if you want to get your AM radio, we can listen online, possibly. You might have an app or a website. I said, yeah, that's true. That's still another access point, but it's, like I stated before, it's just what kind of precedence is this going to send? And if there's no really valid reason why it cannot be in a new electric vehicle, it's got to make you think and wonder.
Well, they'll tell you that it has to, especially with electric cars, they'll tell you it has to do with the electromagnetic field that's compromised because the battery does this and the AM. That's a bunch of bunkum. They figure out how to make the car work, so why can't they do something simple like figure out how? They just don't want to. That's it, because there's an arrogance, as I said to it. I don't want to belabor that point. What I would like to know from you is what kind of things do people want to know? What do you focus on your report? You got 30 ag reports a day on KASM. So what are the crops? What's it? You were talking about your brother still milking cows. I'm a dairy guy myself. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm. Been around cows all my life. So I kind of put that together, the broadcast veteran that I am and the agricultural, and that's why I started doing this program. But as I talk to people like you, I'm curious as to how what you do may be different than what somebody in another state is doing with their ag time.
Yeah, we cover, mainly we're in Stearns County is where we're physically located, but we can cover up to 8 to 9 different counties as our kind of our core counties, as we say here in central Minnesota. Stearns County is still the biggest dairy county in the state. And growing up on a dairy farm, I think that leads a lot of our programming still, even though the number of farmers is getting less and less each day, unfortunately. But
yeah,
dairy programming, corn and beans and alfalfa, we follow a lot of our local auction barns. A lot of people like to know what that real cash price is for baby calves and cull cows and items like that. So
what is
that?
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm a Jersey guy. I just got a half a dozen Jersey heifers that were 2 to 5 days old. What would I have paid for them if I was buying them in the auction barn where you are?
2 to 10 days old, you said, Doug?
Yeah, 2 to 5 these were, yeah.
I think a $20 bill would get you...
Really?
Cap,
I'm coming out there. I paid $100 for, I think I paid 30 for the youngest one, but the two oldest ones were $100 and the others are 75 or $80. So I'm, if it didn't cost so much to ship them, I'd be a candidate for buying stuff out there. So let's talk about the Farm Bill for a second. I think the AM radio thing should be part of the Farm Bill, frankly. What's the story? What are you reporting to your listeners with regard to the Farm Bill, its status, and where it's going?
Yeah, Farm Bill, I think there's a lot of scrunch noses yet. Same old story out of D.C. There's a lot to do, but nothing's going to get done. Crop insurance is a big thing, but a lot of folks just don't want any of the current programs hurt.
Yeah, well, that's a problem because a lot of the stuff that's in there really doesn't affect the farmer. Well, it's good to know what's going on with you, Joe. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Farm Director at KASM, Chasm Radio, Joe Gill, here on the American Family Farmer. Best of luck, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Now, Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, earlier in the program in the news section, I was talking about the stats in terms of numbers of farms and what the national statistics show for small family farms. And I guess I'm a little stuck on this because I look at the stats, and I had looked at them before, but I didn't really study them to the point where I am now, as I'm talking to you about it on the air. I'm really sort of studying, and I'm listening to myself talk about what the heck is going on here, and what's going on is not good for America, not good for the farmer, and it brings me back around to saying what I've said many times in the past 3 or 4 years or past 10 years, as we watch the number of farm owners go down, as we watch farm income go down, as we see food being produced more cheaply by the big conglomerates, but is the quality there? The answer to that question is absolutely no. It isn't. Look at all of the recalls that there are. We have a service that my company does. It's called foodfarmfamily.com, and in it we post all the recalls that come from mostly these gigantic operators who are not cleaning their produce. There's E. coli everywhere, there's salmonella everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. Listeria. That doesn't happen much on the smaller family farms. It happens to the huge conglomerates that are producing things and not watching what they're doing. They're not paying attention to what they're doing. And so this data that I'm talking about in terms of number of farms that are small or moderate in terms of sales and size. That is between, they have annual sales between 150,000 and 350,000. There are about 110,000 farms in the country, about 5% of the farms in the country who are in that category. Now, mid-sized family farms how they ask you when you apply for aid or even in your tax return. I think it's in the survey itself that's done every year of farming. They ask you if you make over or under $900,000 a year. That's the difference between a small farm and a mid-sized family farm. If you're making over $900,000 and there are 112,000 farms in our country, 5% of the farms that are in that category, then, you know, you're treated differently in terms of the stats. And then there's the large family farm. There are 51,000 family farms that are reporting income of in the millions. This is up to 5 million very large family farms. They've qualified it this way. They call them middle-sized family farms, small family farms, mid-sized family farms, large family farms, and very large family farms. And the very large family farms have income of over $5 million a year. There are 6,124 farms. Less than 1% of U.S. farms are in that category. And then there are the non-family farms, that is the conglomerates. Farmers don't own the business. There are 47,275 farms, according to the stats. 2% of U.S. farms are held by corporations, people like the Chinese or Bill Gates or whoever it is that owns a lot of land. So I guess when you compare the stats to 10 years ago, 89% of the small farms are family farms. Let's see here. The land operated by small family farms off from 52% to 48%. So you can see the numbers are going down. And this is the danger. Partially, we're having this problem because of the stupid laws that we call them it's the death tax. When farms, they don't have, there's not a lot of money on farms. We know that. The farmers are just, and that's the other disgrace here. Why is it that the farmers don't have enough money to be able to work on the farm and not get outside jobs, or be able to pass on the farm and not have taxes take it away from them? That's really the bottom line of what I see here. And more, we lost 4% to that the past 10 years. And if we don't straighten this out and have fewer non-family farms, more family farms that are being passed along instead of publicly held corporations, we will never mind not be the breadbasket of the world. We won't even be able to feed ourselves. And the cost of fertilizer and stuff has gone crazy. The cost of seed and plants have gone crazy because of the ownership of who owns all this stuff. That's something I think needs to change. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen here.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.